little message just to let you know. You're listening to Vintage Radio.
Any opinions expressed here on the Radio Show are solely mine, and not necessarily those of Vintage Radio.
This is Vintage Radio.
Here's a little message just to let you know. You're listening to Radio. This is the Cliff Howarth Radio Show.
It's that time of evening again, when we welcome our special guests into the studio. And tonight I am joined by local singer, songwriter Ocean Hassan. Good evening.
Yeah, you okay?
I'm okay, you?
Yeah, a bit cold.
I know, it is a bit cold in here. Thank you so much for joining us here at Vintage Radio. It is a pleasure to have you sat here opposite me.
Thanks for having us.
And you're going to play a few songs for us tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we do that, for those who are listening, a little bit of background about... how long you've been doing this, and how you got into it?
Probably been playing guitar and writing and stuff like that for about 6 years, maybe 5-6 years.
Okay.
Doing like the open mics and stuff like around Liverpool, and then just getting out there more, gigging and doing it more and more, really.
Okay. Yeah. But how did you first get into what you're doing now?
In school, I started playing keyboard in school.
All right.
And then learned guitar and then songwriting. Okay. Kind of unfolds from there, really.
Okay. So you had the good music teachers at your school?
We had one who was really good to us.
Okay.
He kind of took us under his wing.
That makes a difference, I think, if you've got someone who shows an interest in you and helps you along.
Yeah, he came like a friend, really. So
good.
It's quite sweet, really. Yeah.
Good. I think it's always useful if someone can point you in the right direction and give you that little bit of inspiration as well. So school-wise, am I right in thinking you went to Archbishop Beck?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, it's just sports school, isn't it?
Yeah, so it is. It's just up the road from me.
It's just mainly like football and stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the guy's name I used to know in there, the PE teacher. Not Mr. Morley, that was exactly. Anyway, the guy who I used to know in there, he was absolutely nuts, the PE teacher. And he was so funny with the kids. I thought that's the way to be as a PE teacher, not to be like the ones I used to have in my school, was too over strict and not very good. Not very good at all. Okay, so you got into it from school.
Yeah.
You played keyboards first before learning the guitar.
I think just learning the guitar, you kind of naturally fall into singing, and then writing comes along with that.
Okay, so writing wise. You've been writing for a little while as well?
Yeah, been writing for a good few years. I think it's just developed more when you're listening to different songs, older music and stuff like that.
So anyone in particular that you listened to that influenced you along the way?
Yeah, like Damien Rice, David Gray.
Okay.
Old music like Van Morrison and Sam Cooke and stuff.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
Oh, brilliant in their own right as well. You talk about the open mics. Whereabouts have you? What have you done with the open mic stuff?
The Jacaranda with Tom Moorcroft.
Oh right, yeah.
Magnet when they used to have one there.
Yeah.
Before it was the Comedy Club.
Yeah.
There's loads.
Have you done it in Prowse's one, the Monday Club?
Haven't done it yet.
That's a good one to do, you know.
It's original music, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one to do, though, if you get a chance to go.
Yeah, I've been a few times.
Yeah, it's a good place. It's good fun. Okay, so you're going to play a few songs for us tonight.
Yeah.
So we'll get one done now if we can. So tell us what you're going to play.
I'm going to play one of my own. It's called,
okay.
Anyone's Hero.
Anyone's Hero.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take it away when you're ready. Just do us a little. Just give us a little strum sorry before we start. Just make sure that guitar's coming through. Okay. Thank you.
'Cause you don't wanna go to war. But you don't wanna fight. You just wanted to carry on. Get on with our lives. No one ever gave us time. No one understood. Didn't want to be anyone's hero. Just wanted to do stuck here in this jungle now. I don't know who to trust. Away from the people and family that I love. The only person I can see is my brother who is next to me. The only one who understands where I'm coming from. Just wanted to do.
Absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much. That was Ocean Hassan live on Vintage Radio on the Gezi with Anyone's Hero. I remember playing that a good few weeks back on the show as well.
Yeah, I sent it to you.
Yeah, it was really cool. So thank you so much for sending that to me as well. So recording-wise, have you been recording any other stuff? I know you're going to tell us a little bit about your gigs in a minute, what you've got coming up.
No, I haven't decided on a place yet. Mm-hmm. Like to record them properly. I think at the minute I'm just trying to write as much as I can and just get out gigging as much as I can and just do it regular, really. So that's what I'm doing at the minute. Mm-hmm. And then Prohibition, which is coming up on the 28th.
Yeah, okay. So tell us a little bit about Prohibition.
You've been there before, haven't you?
I have indeed. It's a great place. Yeah, it's a great
small
place to be.
Venue where they... you can only get about 40 people, isn't
it? I think about 48, about 48 you get in.
And then you record the night and then you send it out to people by email or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like included with the ticket price, isn't it? So I think that's a really nice idea.
It's brilliant, and it's the good thing about Prohibition is it's a real intimate venue. As soon as you walk in there, it feels nice.
It's like an experience.
It's great, and they say the guys who run it are brilliant, and the fact that you get a recording of it as well as something to remember it by, which is really good. So, well done for getting that. It's a really good place to play, and I'm sure it'll go down well. I've got my tickets for that. Me and our kid are going to that one. And you got people on with you that night as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I got two really good songwriters,
Elijah James,
and John Witherspoon.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, so they're really good. Elijah's supported us before, but Studio 2.
Oh, right. So you play Studio 2 as well?
Yeah, I played that last year.
It's another good venue, isn't it? There are a few good venues in Liverpool for you to get out there. Yeah. If you've not played 81 Renshaw...
I haven't played there yet, no.
Try and get a gig there. That's another really good little venue to play as well. And you'd go down well there. I think you'd enjoy that. Mm. But that sounded great. It's come across really well, and it sounds good. And a few people that I've got listening as well, Dave, who's listening in Lydia, thank you for your comments saying sounded brilliant. And also Mike, who's listening in Liverpool as well. So thank you to you guys. For those who are listening, probably the next song or the one after we will do on Facebook Live as well, which is what we tend to do during the Gezi slot. We record the whole of the sessions. The videos you will get on our YouTube channel, which is Radio YouTube, and also the show will be podcast. The Gezi part of the show will be podcast on anchor.fm, and that will be up on Saturday as well. So if you've only joined us partway through, or if you miss any of tonight's show, or you want to tell anybody else to have a listen, then it'll be up as a podcast at the weekend, and the links will be on the Facebook. Okay, Joanne loves your voice as well, so there you go. So we've got a few messages coming in, so that's good as well. Another question that's come through, and this is quite relevant really, because I know this by some of the bands who I know personally, is it? Do you find it difficult getting gigs as
yourself,
playing with your own songs?
It's tough, isn't it? I think so. Yeah, I think it's pretty tough. At the minute, I just kind of play that one mainly, and then I'm trying to work on some new ones.
Okay.
And just kind of, I don't want to put a load of just boring stuff out there. I want to put something I'm quite excited about. But the Prohibition gig is like the kind of thing I want to do.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of thing to aim for, really. Okay. So when you get something like that, it's nice to...
It is, yeah. It's so that'll be good. That's just the 28th of March.
Yeah, it's Saturday,
It's a Saturday night, and I think...
it's about £6.
It is, cheap as chips, and it's well worth the punt for anyone who's looking for a gig to go to on that Saturday night. Get along to Prohibition, and you can get tickets. I think you can get them from Prohibition and the ticket site online as well. I think
that's right. Website,
there's a website. Yeah. There's links up there. And social media wise, you're on social media as well. People can get hold of you there, can't they?
My name is it's OISIN.
Okay.
It's an Irish name, so it's Oisin.
Oh, I was going to ask you that.
If you type my name, everything is Facebook and
it'll all come up on there. Okay, so I'm sure people can have a little look and see where you're playing and what you're doing. Okay, so talking about getting gigs, it can be difficult because a lot of the places that will ask you to play will want you to do covers as well, because you know, a lot of the bands who have come in here and singers and duos, they've all said the same. They've got to go out and do a set of covers and then they can do their own songs as well.
Yeah, it's the thing of like selling tickets as well, isn't it?
Of course,
it's a guarantee of sometimes you'll pay for a venue and then you'll have to make it up.
Yeah.
So you've got to do a lot of that when you
plan
to start in the sense of doing ticketed events and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. So covers-wise, you're going to play a cover for us next song, aren't you?
Ryan Adams song.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's one that we will go to Facebook Live and do that one, if that's okay. So when you tend to go out and you do your covers, do you have an idea of what you're going to do, or do you gauge on what the place is like?
Yeah,
a bit of both.
Yeah. I have a list. But
do
like,
you?
But
and then
I'll work around that, and sometimes I'll include some songs or take them away.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. If you ever do the Irish house, then you know you're going to be doing the Irish over and stuff like that. And that's a stable one for you to do. Okay. So we're gonna just set this Facebook up live, and we're gonna do the next song if that's okay.
Yeah, great.
So anyone who is listening in now, if you are on Facebook, if you can get across and just have a look on my Facebook page. If you're a friend of mine, if you're not a friend of mine, then you can't, obviously. But I will repost this on the Radio Facebook page as well. So, second song that you're going to hear now here on Vintage Radio. You want to introduce that one for us?
Yeah, it's Ryan Adams' song. It's called Come Pick Me Up.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
When they call your name, will you walk right up with a smile on your face? Will you cower in fear in your favorite sweater with an old love letter? You know you could. I wish you. Come pick me up, take me up, mess me up, steal my records and screw all my friends, behind my back with a smile on your face, then do it again, I wish you would. When you're walking downtown, do you wish I was there? Do you wish it was me? With the windows all clear and the mannequin eyes, did you all look like mine? You know you could. I wish you would come pick me up. Take me up, mess me up, steal my records and screw all my friends, behind my back with a smile on your face, then do it again, I wish you would.
Thank you so much, absolutely brilliant once again, and thank you to those watching on Facebook as well. John Armstrong saying sounded brilliant, Ryan Adams cover. So he's you've got a few people there listening and watching and enjoying that. Thank you so much to everybody who is listening in tonight, and for those who joined us for that short Facebook video as well. Okay, so talk us through what you would like now for the rest of the year for you. What have you got plans? What would you like to do?
I think I just want to write more. You know, I've been listening to a lot of different music. I think things are always changing when you're listening to stuff, and then stuff seems to come out of you, the different influences and stuff like that. So I think just something that I'm happy with.
Okay.
Something that I can follow through with and really happy with, and maybe get that recorded and get that out. Yeah, maybe that'd be really good.
Okay. So getting some more gigs under your belt.
Some more original gigs and stuff, and getting more people like listening to us and stuff like that would be great. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll look around as jumping on support someone as well and have a little.
Yeah, sometimes the support's that's great.
Yeah.
It's Taunton Hoff. Have you been to Taunton Hoff?
Yes, it's another little. That's a nice little venue. It's great. Well.
So like them kinds of gigs are quite nice sometimes.
Yeah, it's great. It's a nice place to play. Nice sound as well. That's the way forward, isn't it? If you can get yourself out there, let people know who you are.
Yeah, it's just about getting out there more. Really.
It is. Yeah.
Social media is quite hard.
It is. I mean, it's difficult for. I mean, everyone you speak to finds the same, and they all say the same as well. There's not much money in it because it's a bit of a labour of love.
Don't think
what you do.
No, there's not that much money.
But if you do, you know, if you can do something that you enjoy doing, which obviously you do, and you've got a great sound there. Watching you playing guitar, it sounds fantastic. Great voice. So keep up what you're doing. You're doing great. Get yourself out there and get some songs. Get down in the studio, and you can come back in again and play for us again once you've done that. So it's lovely to have you in with us. We're nearly at the end of our slot. We'd like to get another song out if we could. What do you fancy doing?
Bring it home.
Okay.
Bring it home to me.
And if you ever change your mind about leaving me behind, oh, now bring it to me, bring your sweet loving, bring it on home to me, yeah. You know I laugh when you but I only help myself. Oh, now bring it to me. Bring your sweet loving. Bring it on home to me. I'll give you jewelry and money too, but that's not all I'll do for you. Oh, now bring it to me, bring your sweet loving, bring it on home to me, yeah. You know I'll always be your slave till I'm dead. Baby, dear, my grave. Oh, now bring it to me. Bring us love and bring it on home to me. By leaving me behind, hand. Oh, now bring it to me. Bring your sweet love and bring it on home to me.
Thank you so much. Absolutely brilliant once again.
Thanks for having us.
You're more than welcome. Just remains for me to say thank you and good luck with all you've got going for,
thanks for
the next few months. And I will see you at Prohibition.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Radio.